Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life, author Marshall B. Rosenberg. Giving from the Heart. While studying the factors that affect our ability to stay compassionate, PhD Marshall B. Rosenberg was struck by the crucial role of language and our use of words. He identified a new approach to communicating that leads us to give from the heart, connecting us with ourselves and with each other in a way that allows our natural compassion to flourish. This approach is called nonviolent communication, NVC. What is NVC? NVC guides us in reframing how we express ourselves and hear others. We are led to express ourselves with honesty and clarity, while simultaneously paying others a respectful and empathetic attention. It also trains us to observe carefully and to be able to specify behaviours and conditions that are affecting us. We learn to identify and clearly articulate what we are concretely wanting in any given situation. This form is simple, yet powerfully transformative. As NVC replaces our old patterns of defending, withdrawing or attacking in the face of judgment, we come to perceive ourselves and others in a new light. Resistance, defensiveness, and violent reactions are minimized. The NVC process. To arrive at a mutual desire to give from the heart, we focus the light of consciousness on four areas, referred to as the four components of the NVC model: observations, feelings, needs, requests. Observations. We need to clearly observe what we are seeing, hearing, or touching that is affecting our sense of well-being without mixing in any evaluation. When we combine observation with evaluation, we decrease the likelihood that others will hear our intended message. Instead, they are apt to hear criticism and thus resist whatever we are saying. NVC does not mandate that we remain completely objective and refrain from evaluating. It only requires that we maintain a separation between our observations and our evaluations. Identifying and expressing feelings. By developing a vocabulary of feelings that allows us to clearly and specifically name or identify our emotions, we can connect more easily with one another. Allowing ourselves to be vulnerable by expressing our feelings can help resolve conflicts. Taking responsibility for our feelings. Our feelings result from how we choose to receive what others say and do, as well as from our particular needs and expectations in that moment. With this third component, we are led to accept responsibility for what we do to generate our own feelings. When someone gives us a negative message, whether verbally or non-verbally, we have four options as to how we receive it: blame ourselves, blame others saying, sense our own feelings and needs, sense others' feelings and needs. Judgments, criticism, diagnoses, and interpretations of others are all alienated expressions of our own needs and values. The more directly we can connect our feelings to our needs, the easier it is for others to respond compassionately. Requesting that which would enrich life. The final component of NVC process addresses what we would like to request of others in order to enrich life for us. When our needs are not being fulfilled, we follow the expression of what we are observing, feeling, and needing with a specific request. We ask for actions that might fulfill our needs. Using positive action language. There are two problems commonly encountered when requests are worded in the negative. People are often confused as to what is actually being requested. Furthermore, negative requests are likely to provoke resistance. We need to word our requests in the form of concrete actions that others can undertake. Making requests consciously. Sometimes we express our discomfort and incorrectly assume that the listener has understood the underlying request. The clearer we are on what we want back from the other person, the more likely it is that our needs will be met. Requests versus demands. Our requests are received as demands when others believe they will be blamed or punished if they don't comply. We can help others trust that we're requesting, not demanding, by indicating that we would only want them to comply if they can do so willingly. However, the most powerful way to communicate that we're making a genuine request is to empathise with people when they don't agree to the request. If we're prepared to show an empathetic understanding of what prevents someone from doing as we asked, then we've made a request, not a demand. Defining our objectives when making requests. Expressing genuine requests also requires an awareness of our objective. The objective of NVC is to establish a relationship based on honesty and empathy. When others trust that our primary commitment is to the quality of the relationship and that we expect this process to fulfill everyone's need, then they can trust that our requests are true requests and not camouflaged demands. Paraphrasing. If we've accurately received the other party's message, our paraphrasing will confirm this for them. Another advantage of choosing to reflect a message back to the other party is that it offers them time to reflect on what they've said and an opportunity to delve deeper into themselves. NVC suggests that our paraphrasing take the form of questions that reveal our understanding. When we paraphrase, the tone of voice is highly important, as when hearing themselves are reflected back, people are likely to be very sensitive to the slightest hint of criticism or sarcasm. Connecting compassionately with ourselves. NVC's most important use may be in developing self-compassion. When we are internally violent towards ourselves, it's difficult to be genuinely compassionate towards others. Evaluating ourselves when we've been less than perfect. If the way we evaluate ourselves leads us to feel shame and we consequently change our behaviour, we are allowing our growing and learning to be guided by self-hatred. Shame is a form of self-hatred, and actions taken in reaction to shame are not free or joyful acts. Even if our intention is to behave with more kindness and sensitivity, if people sense shame or guilt behind our actions, they are less likely to appreciate what we do than if we're motivated purely by the human desire to contribute to life. Expressing anger fully. The subject of violence gives us a unique opportunity to dive more deeply into NVC. The expression of anger clearly demonstrates the difference between NVC and other forms of communication. Hitting, blaming, hurting others are all superficial expressions of what is going on within us when we're angry. If we're truly angry, we would want a much more powerful way to fully express ourselves. Whenever we are angry, we are finding fault, we're choosing to play God by judging or blaming the other person for being wrong or deserving punishment, and this is the cause of anger. It's located within our own thinking. The costs of punishment. When we do something solely for the purpose of avoiding punishment, our attention is distracted from the value of the action itself. Instead, we're focusing on the consequences, on what might happen if we fail to take the action. If a worker's performance is promoted by fear of punishment, the job gets done, but self-esteem is also diminished when punitive force is used. Expressing appreciation in NVC. In corporate training, I often encounter managers who defend the practice of praising and complimenting by claiming that it works. Research shows, they assert, that if a manager compliments employees, they work harder. The beauty of appreciation is spoiled when people begin to notice that lurking intent to get something out of them. Furthermore, when we use positive feedback as a means to influence others, it may not be clear how they're receiving the message. Communicate with NVC. Unfortunately, most of us have been educated from birth to compete, judge, demand, and diagnose. To think and to communicate in terms of what is right and wrong with people. NVC helps us reach beneath the surface and discover what is alive and vital within us, and how all of our actions are based on human needs that we are seeking to meet. When we understand and acknowledge our needs, we develop a shared foundation for much more satisfying relationships. You can also improve your relationships and your life with this simple yet revolutionary process.